The International Bluegrass Music Association has announced that Alison Krauss and Union Station, featuring Jerry Douglas, will be headliners at the World of Bluegrass this fall. The festival also has a new leader. Paul Schimminger has taken over as executive director of the International Bluegrass Music Association. He's in the Triangle this week, getting ready for the organization's annual conference and festival, and joins us now. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Jeff.
Your arrival followed some turmoil in the organization. A third of the board members quit. What happened? Where do things stand now?
Well, I think in any organization, you always have some constructive dissent when you have people who are passionate about, you know, what they believe in the organization that they represent. This was no different. You had different ideas, and unfortunately, some of those became public. And I can tell you now that the board is working as one. Everybody is together. The connection with the local organizing committee here in Raleigh is seamless now. And I wouldn't have taken this role if I were concerned about the organization. I think it's poised to really take off from here, and I'm excited about it.
A couple years ago, your organization moved its annual conference and festival from Nashville to Raleigh. It's been very well received in downtown. What have been the benefits for you all?
Well, I think for the music, first of all, bluegrass is on the rise. Its popularity is soaring. And this particular wide open bluegrass and World of Bluegrass has really contributed to that. There's an energy level around the country about this. And the people who have come into Raleigh to see this have noticed what the city has done to really roll out the red carpet. And it's given the IBMA a whole new visibility, really, in the community of bluegrass itself, where we had one in the past, but this really took it to another level.
Sure. The festival in September, what's queued up? What can you tell us about it at this point?
What's really cool about this particular event is it combines all the aspects of what we do as IBMA. For 3 days, we have a business conference where the professional members get together. There's peer-to-peer education. We show cases of newer bands. They get to gig in front of talent buyers. So it really is to help them advance their careers in a big way. Then we have the award show, the 26th annual, on October 1st, where the best talent in the business comes together as voted by their own peers. So that's always a great sparkling show. And then we wind up with the Wide Open Bluegrass, the two-day festival, which has both the ticketed events at the Red Hat and then those that are scattered about the city of Raleigh that are free to the public to come down. And the Steep Canyon Rangers are coming into town, Balsam Range, the infamous String Dusters, the Kruger Brothers, Frank Solomon and Dirty Kitchen, among others.
So you have a background in financial services, now leading the International Bluegrass Music Association. Seems like a totally natural transition.
It is, Jeff. So this job really combines two pieces of who I am. I've been working, as you said, in the financial services side and working on the institutional investment advisor side for not-for-profits. So working with endowments, foundations, associations, and the like. At the same time, my passion for bluegrass has existed for, well, more years than I want to admit. And I play the music as well. So I'm deeply into the whole genre of bluegrass. So now this job just brings those two pieces together in an exciting way. And I feel fortunate because not many of us get to work in an area where we have that passion. So I'm excited about this.
Paul Schimminger is the new executive director of the International Bluegrass Music Association. Their annual professional conference, the Street Festival, and World of Bluegrass Concert Series is this September in Raleigh. Paul, thanks for speaking with me.
Thank you, Jeff. Really appreciate it.